mistake. We made some big plays. They really had a good defense. They're strong, and we couldn't get people moved around up front to create some holes, but we were able to get some things downfield. And then when Jamison St. Germain busted that long counter late in the game, that was just huge, because we didn't think we could keep them off the scoreboard again. So that two-score lead, that was really huge.
That huge run right there obviously was, I mean, play of the game. That set up to get you guys up there, and especially when they pressured late.
Yeah, they know that was a play of the game. The stopping him on fourth down was a play of the game. The long pass to Jamison was a play of the game. Josh Sunby's catch in the first score, that was a play of the game. I tell you, it was a high school football game that had play after play after play of the games.
What about coming down and playing at 8 o'clock in the morning?
You know, we practice we're on the field at 5:45 in the morning for practice every day, so our guys got to sleep in today before they came and played.
What does this mean to get back down to the state tournament?
Well, we call it the big show in the big house, because next week is just a whole lot of fun. There's so much, you know, more hoop to do and whatever that goes along with Prep Bowl. I'm excited for our players. They've worked so hard, and a lot of people didn't think this team would be very good this year.
Put it into perspective a little bit for us. You guys win so often here at the Metrodome, but you had a year off last year. Give it a little perspective from the town, from the school, what it's like to get back here again.
Well, you know, it's a thrill every time you come here. And we were very proud of that football team last year as well. We only lost one football game, and we lost that by 7 points. So we're proud of that team. This team coming into the year, we had lost a lot of seniors and probably wasn't expected to be here.